do say good evening to each and every one as we gather here in the house of the Lord this evening. Always a joy to be able to be in the house of the Lord. David of old said, as we've heard and read many times from the Psalms, he said, I was glad. In other words, he was joyful about it. He was excited about it. Amen. Being able to go to the house of the Lord.
Yes, sir.
So certainly I appreciate God's house and I appreciate this place of worship. And I thank you for the invitation to come and be with you. And what we're praying, that God will help us this week, that we can get something from heaven, directly from the throne of grace, that will help us in these last days. And certainly that's what we stand in need of. I'm just another human being, just another man that God has saved by his grace, called and placed and to do the work of the Lord. And all I know to do is just ask God to help us. And I pray that God will do that needs to be done. Because I certainly cannot do what needs to be done. But God can. So I'm glad that with God there's nothing impossible tonight. A lot of people want to look and always think upon the negative. But I'm glad that with God he's positive and he can certainly do all things for us. So I appreciate your prayers as we come to be with you. And hope that God will just bless us real good together. All right, we want to turn our hearts and our thoughts now to just one verse of Scripture, and very familiar verse of Scripture, but it's what's up on our hearts. And I just want to try to look at a few things that I hope will help us concerning about revival. And certainly a lot of people want to reminisce upon the days gone by. And certainly it's wonderful to sit down and think upon how it used to be years ago. But you know, I'm glad that we can still enjoy the blessings of the Lord today, regardless of what's going on in the world today.
Amen.
God's not went anywhere. God's not short on anything. He's still able to do what needs to be done.
Amen.
So I hope and pray that you'll lift us up to God for just a few minutes tonight, as we look at just a few things about revival. But in Psalms 85, if you'd like to stand with us, please. In Psalms 85, and I do appreciate the preachers being with us. I thank God for them. Appreciate God's men that will stand and preach the word of the Lord. Then you that may be visiting, I certainly appreciate you coming in and being with us tonight in the service. So in Psalms 85, and want to read that one familiar verse of Scripture. The Bible says, wilt thou not revive us again, there in verse 6, that thy people may rejoice in thee. I'm going to ask Brother Bill, if he will, to lead us in a word of prayer. Brother Bill, will you pray and ask God to help us?
Our Heavenly Father, as we approach unto the throne of grace and mercy, once again today we come with thankful heart. Thankful that you did a great work for us yonder on the cross at Calvary.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, as we bow here in this place this evening, we would that you would look in upon all of these petitions that were presented here in this place tonight. Father, most of all, that they may be someone saved through thy working in each of those. Now, Father, as we have come this evening into this place, this time of a gathering of meetings, I pray, Heavenly Father, that this church may be able to receive that you have in store for us.
Oh, God, help us.
And God, that you would be with Brother Dennis as he stands to preach, give him the liberty and the freedom that he needs.
Yes,
this evening. We ask it all in the name of Christ for his sake and for his glory. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Now, for just a few minutes of time, as we think about what the psalmist David has to say here about revival, of course, he asks it in the form of a question, if you'll notice there. And, you know, a lot of people, I guess, they want to put question mark about revival, but I'm still glad tonight that if we still want a stirring from the throne of grace, God's able to give what we stand in need of, as we've said so many times.
Amen.
And certainly, as I've heard it said many, many times from some of our older preachers that has done went on to be with the Lord, I remember some of them saying that if we wanted revival as half as much as God was willing to give it, then, brother, we'd certainly have revival.
Right.
And, you know, and I believe that God is willing to do what we want him to do and what we would ask him to do according to the Spirit of God. And so certainly as we think about it, let's pray that God will certainly help us as we begin to think about revival. But when we think about it, what do we use to gauge, maybe, so to speak, what would it be that we would use to gauge what that we would need revival? A lot of people may think, well, everything's going pretty good. Do we really need revival? A lot of people may think, well, you know, we've got some people coming. Do we really need revival? A lot of them put a question mark up on it. But I want to use tonight for just a little while and bring some things to our remembrance about what that we can look at. And I believe we'll have to say, yes, we need revival. Certainly in these last days that we're living in, I mentioned this morning at the church where we pastor, that I believe that we're living, of course, in the closing out of the church age of this grace dispensation in which that we're living in. And certainly anybody that studies dispensations in the Bible certainly can see that, brother, that we're certainly living in the closing out hours. But still yet, I believe that we can certainly say, yes, we still need revival. We still need a Holy Ghost visitation from the throne of grace on high that will change people's minds, change their directions, and set them right about some things according to the scriptures. Now, as we think about it, first thing I'd like to mention tonight is about how that when you look at the unjust and see how that they are prevailing, my friend, I believe you'll have to say that absolutely we need revival. You look and across our land and country tonight, and brother, we begin to think about us, the ungodly and the wicked and the unjust that is in control and prevail in our government, the political realm, and every way you turn, educational institutions, a lot of places. Brother, you find that so many of the unjust are prevailing over the righteous. And brothers, we think about, the Bible said over there in the book of Revelation, in the last chapter there in one verse, he says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And brother, certainly there's many today in every realm that you look at that is so ungodly and wicked. But the Bible says that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. And you know, and every time you turn around, brother, and it makes you wonder how in the world can things continue on when we see like that someone is so ungodly and so wicked and unjust, and how that they continue on the way that they are. It makes you wonder, brother, just how much longer it is until that the Lord's going to come. I want you to know tonight, my friend, that when I look at the unjust leaders across our land and country and the wicked ones that hold prominent positions, I believe we need revival tonight.
Amen.
I still believe with all my heart, my friend, tonight, that absolutely we need some godly men. Brother, we need some righteous men, my friend, that's in leadership positions, brother, in our country, across this nation in which that we live in. I still believe tonight, my friend, as bad as it is, I still believe we need to pray for our country, don't you? Even as wicked as some of them are, my friend, pray that God will get a hold of them, my friend, and cause them to realize what that they're doing. and cause them to repent of their sin and come to the Lord Jesus and be saved before it's eternally and everlasting too late. You look at the great apostle Paul, my friend, as he gives some instructions, brother, unto young Timothy and also to young Titus. My friend, he simply said, I pray for the kings and everyone that's in positions over them. So I still say tonight, my friend, brother, when I look at the unjust, brother, that's prevailing across our country, yes, we'll have to say we need a visitation from Almighty God. My friend, that might put some men, thank God, in some of these positions that could try to help our country get back on the right track. But even though as bad as it is, I'm still, God let me, thank God, be born and bred here in the United States of America. And I'm even glad that he let me be an old hillbilly. Amen. I'm not even ashamed of that tonight. But boys, as we began to think, my friend, the unjust, brother, that's prevailing. And it seemed like the more ungodly and the more wicked they are, seemed like the more votes they get and the longer they stay in office and the more they can get away with. That's all right, my friend. They's coming a heyday one day after a while. My friend, when God, brother, will jerk the rug out, brother, from every last one of them, my friend, that they'll give an account unto Almighty God. So tonight, my friend, let's think about the unjust and see how we need revival. And then I look at something else. My friend, I see, brother, how that so many of the general population is so unconcerned. Well, let me say this tonight, my friend. When I look at how everything is, brother, it bothers me. And I wish there's something, my friend, that I could do about it. When I look, my friend, at how the foundations of our country is crumbling and coming apart, that concerns me. Brother, the Bible says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Brother, I want you to know tonight, my friend, thank God that we had some godly men, brother, that loved the Lord and wanted to have a country, brother, that would stand up for some principles and still have something. But brother, we're living in a dead hour when it's some of them is so unconcerned, brother, about the direction that everything's headed in. I want you to know tonight, my friend, thank God we still, brother, need to be concerned. And brother, when I see how so many's got a don't care attitude, that they could care less which way the wind blows or what goes on, that bothers me tonight. Brother, I want to say this tonight. When I see the unconcerned that's in our country, all around us, we need revival. Brother, I'll never forget years ago when they started, brother, in the county where I lived, my friend, they got up the petition and was going to bring a liquor store in our county where that I live up here in Virginia. Well, the first thing that some of us got together, brother, we had to go through the county and get signatures enough so that we could get it on a ballot and vote against that mess. I went door to door, brother, and went different ones.
And they'd say, oh, yes, preacher. Boy, this would always get me. They'll say, yes, preacher. I'm against the liquor store. I said, well, you've got to be a registered voter in order to sign this petition. Preacher, I just don't vote. Bless God, I want you to know tonight, my friend, that's what's wrong, brother, with a lot of everything that's going on. Brother, there's many people today, brother, they won't get up off of the stool of do nothing and get out there, voice their concern, let it be made known, whether it's at a local meeting or whatever it may be, my friend. I still say today, I'm going to take every advantage, every privilege that I have as a voting citizen, and go vote against the devil's crowd and against the devil's mess. I don't care who likes it or who don't like it. Hallelujah. We need revival. Hallelujah. Amen. My friend, so many unconcerned. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. Now I'll never forget this one feller. Boy, it blessed my heart. I went to his house and he was sitting on the swing. And he wasn't going to church at that time. But I knowed him all my life. And I went up on the porch swing where he was sitting and swinging. I said, Roy, his name was Roy. He's dead and gone home to be with the Lord now. But I said, Roy, I said, this petition is against the liquor store that's trying to come in. And boy, I said, are you a voting, registered voter? He said, I am. Let me have that paper. I want to sign it. He wasn't ashamed. Preacher, what are you getting at? There's a lot of this crowd today, my friend. They may act like rather that they want to do something. But boys, when it comes down to the nitty gritty and where the rubber meets the road, I see so much unconcern among our country today. Regardless, they can care less what's going to happen. But I'll tell you one thing right now. I'm a patriot through and through. I care.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We might as well get acquainted tonight.
Amen.
I spent 4 years in the United States Navy, and I'm not ashamed that I served my country.
Amen.
I want you to know that. I even told them one time, I said, my blood's even red, white, and blue. I'm not ashamed. I realize it ain't what it used to be. But I'll tell you what, even as bad as it is, I'm still glad to be here.
Amen.
Thank God, and I want to be concerned about what's going on, my friend, around us today. So, brother, I see the unconcern among the general population today. And then I see something else, my friend, brother, that I believe we can use as a gauge, brother, to see about revival. I see, my friend, the unfaithfulness of so much in our church realm today. Brother, the Bible says, moreover is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I believe one of the most harming sins, brother, that affects our churches today is unfaithfulness unto the church and then unto our Lord. I want you to know tonight, my friend, God with his son, thank God he was faithful to do what needed to be done to save our soul and keep us out of hell. He's faithful. He's never failed to hear me when I pray. need ever needs. Thank God that I have need of. He's never failed. Thank God to feed me every day and clothe me every day and supply my need. My God shall supply all of your need according to his riches through his Son. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I've never missed a meal. God's always provided. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's always been faithful.
Amen.
But I see today, my friend, so much unfaithfulness, rather across our land and country and our churches. People could care less, my friend, about the local church. And I want you to know, as well as anybody else, thank God for the local Bible-believing local New Testament assembly. Thank God that set in the community, brother, to be a lighthouse for Jesus and go on with the work of God. I still believe that God, my friend, instituted and ordained the local church to carry out the Great Commission. My friend, he didn't ordain Hollywood, Bollywood, and Dollywood, and all these other woods. And he didn't even ordain TVN and that religious crowd on television. Amen. I want you to know, but we've got multitudes that'll sit in front of their television and watch that mess and forsake the house of God. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you one thing right now. My friend, God never ordained, my friend, a mess like that. I want you to know that tonight. Thank God for all time Bible-believing, blood-washed churches like this that still standing on the truth. Hallelujah. But boy, we've got many today, my friend, that has become so unfaithful. And I know that, my friend, you don't have that problem here. But boys, everywhere across this land and country, they've been deceived and taken in and captivated by the multitudes. And so many has forsaken the house of God. I want you to know the Bible says, I'm not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. Thank God for the assembly of the saints in the house of God, where that we can worship and adore the Lamb of God. When I see the multitudes unfaithful, that's lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. They'd rather be somewhere else than an old time church meeting. I want you to know, thank God, you can't beat the house of God and what God does with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. So we see so many today. I'll tell you what, my friend, if that crowd, brother, that in the entertainment world, my friend, in the music world and the sports arenas, my friend, if their hearts was right with God, they'd be in the house of God when it come the Lord's day.
Amen.
I want you to know that, my friend. They wouldn't be out entertaining, my friend, on the Lord's day. Brother, it'd be a different story. Get their hearts right with God. But notice, let me go on. Notice not only unfaithfulness, brother, of our churches, but I see something else when I look at it, brothers, it causes me to think about revival. When I look at the unrest over there in the Middle East, preacher, what are you looking at? What are you thinking about? Brother, I want you to know you read the prophetical scriptures that describes, brother, what's going to be taking place, my friend, concerning Israel and how that it's coming up and it's a boiling, and Israel's right in the middle of all that mess. But boss, I want you to know, when I see how it's heating up over there, I know it ain't long till the Lord comes.
Amen.
And boss, we better pray and ask God, give us revival before the trumpet sounds, that we might once again have a stirring among our local churches. Let me tell you something. Time's running out, and we better get a hold of God before the trumpet sounds.
Amen.
Brother, the unrest in the Middle East, that ought to tell you something. I'll never forget, I was thinking this evening, as I was thinking on this, I hadn't been saved too long, and I'll never forget. There's a news article in the paper. You remember Yasser Arafat, the head of the PLO, I believe it is. There several years ago, this has been probably 35 years ago when I read this article. And I read that article, and on it made front page news. Old Yasser Arafat said, I'm going to bury Israel. That's what he said. Guess who's buried right now? Huh? Yasser Arafat. He's buried. And Israel is still thriving. Thank God for the glory of God. I want you to know tonight, my friend, Israel is God's chosen people, as you very well know. And they're going to stand regardless, my friend, what that crowd tries to do to them. For years they've been unrest and everything all around. But I want you to know it's coming to a head. And thank God one day the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, will ride and thunder out of Zion. Glory to God. And he'll take his place on the throne of his father David.
Amen.
You'll have to look over me. I get excited when I start thinking about his coming. That excites me tonight.
Amen.
Brother, I want you to know, thank God when he comes, he'll come and he'll take his place. And furthermore, he's coming riding on a white horse. Thank God, in the armies of heaven, which is including us, we'll be with him on white horses.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't that a blessing. I'm looking forward to that time.
Amen.
But what I'm saying is, I see the unrest over there in the Middle East. And boy, it makes me realize just how close that it is.
Amen.
Boy, we need revival.
Amen.
Oh, we need revival.
Amen.
Let me tell you one more thing and I'll be done. And I was thinking about it this evening. I got to thinking about the uncontrollable things of the day that we're living in. Do you know that we're living in a day and an hour when those big heads all around the world, they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do, my friend, to get things in order, straightened out, and get it back to where it ought to be, my friend. In other words, you look at the situation in the foreign lands as those governments crumble. They try to reorganize and everything like that. And the tide is coming our way. I want you to know tonight, my friend, our world is swiftly headed for a one world government that's going to be set up one day after a while under the rule and the domain of the Antichrist. There's many uncontrollable situations that's going on. I wish I could stop it. I wish I could straighten it out. I wish I could do something about it. But my friend, tonight, these things were just simple victims of Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And when I see it coming, God, we need revival tonight. We need a stirring from the throne of grace. Thank God before it's too late. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before it's too late.
Amen.
Oh, I mean, the things that's happening, just like in our country, the look how quick that things has gotten such a shape that it's got in.
Right.
How quick. I mean, beyond their control. But I know one, thank God, that ain't worried a bit about it. He ain't afraid to push. He ain't about to push the panic button. He ain't about to pull his hair out and say, what are we going to do? No, God is still in control tonight. The only thing is the cup of iniquity has not got full. And when it gets full, he'll do something about it. He'll do something about it. You just wait. He will do something about it. Many people, they pose that question to you as you talk to them. They'll say, well, if he's such a good, loving God, why don't he do something about all the things that's going on? I just tell him, I say, you just watch and wait. He's going to do something. He's going to do something.
Amen.
So can we answer the question, say, yes, we really need revival.
Amen.
All around. And there's many, many other things that I could talk about. But that's just a few things that comes to my mind as I think about what we can look at to size up the fact whether or not we need revival.